Some of the students, they wanted to present the summary of some things they have learned. So some of them, they wanted to present a summary of tafsir, of a surah that they have learned this year, this month. And some of them, they wanted to present the summary of a chapter of a book they were reading, a chapter of a book on Islamic spirituality and the principles of Islam. So without further ado, I would like to invite Umar to present his summary of tafsir of Surah Mulk.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today I will present to you a short summary of Surah Mulk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This surah is the protector and savior which will rescue and revive he who recites it from the torment of the grave. This surah is Makki and focuses on Allah's greatness, control over everything, and our utter need of his sustenance. The second ayah talks about Allah's creation of life and death and reminds us that this life is a test and we should use it to prepare for the hereafter. It also tells us that the quantity of deeds, good deeds, does not matter, but the quality does. The next ayah talks about jinns trying to listen into celestial conversations but being driven away before they can do so. The next few ayahs talk about how Allah made the earth perfect for us, but also remind us that He can destroy the earth in milliseconds. And we should obey Him and be grateful of the blessings He has given us. Allah also tells us to look at the previous nations and how they were punished for disobeying Allah, and to learn from the mistakes they did and not do what they did. Then Allah tells us that He teaches birds how to fly. He keeps them upright and keeps them in the air when they fly and not let them fall. Just like that, Allah teaches us how to walk and to talk and to do worldly things. So Allah asks us why we don't ask from Him, because we need Him. Allah also asks us that if He took our sustenance away, who would give us sustenance? And the answer to that is obviously that only Allah can sustain us. The next few verses talk about how the disbelievers will be walking on their faces in the day of judgment, and that the believers will walk on the straight path. And Allah asks us, who is better, the people that walk on the straight path or the people that walk on their faces? And the obvious answer to that is the people that walk on the straight path. Some things we can take away from the surah are Allah's greatness, knowledge over everything, and our utter need for sustenance. We should also realize that this world is a test, and we should not spend all our time in worldly affairs, but instead use our time to prepare for the hereafter. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. This was Umar's summary of Surah Mulk.